piracy activities in Seychelles. In 2015, Seychelles' former Minister for Tourism and Culture, the Honorable Alain Saint-Ange, felt piracy should no longer concern superyachts looking to visit the country. Private yachts and luxury yacht charters started returning to the Seychelles with armed guards to protect them from potential threats in the archipelago. SMSA, the Seychelles Maritime Safety Authority, today issued a marine notice warning. SMSA is a regulatory and supervisory body within the Ministry of Transport. Its primary objective is to ensure that all mariners, without exception, use and enjoy the seas of Seychelles and other water bodies safely and lawfully. SMSA is also responsible for ensuring maritime security and pollution prevention. The Seychelles Maritime Safety Authority, SMSA, wishes to advise all boat owners, operators, and fishermen alike that due to recent reports of piracy activity in the Western Indian Ocean off the coast of Somalia and further considering that due to calm weather season, an increase in pirate groups may be expected operating in that region. The authority is strongly urging all users of the sea to be mindful of the seriousness of this situation and remain vigilant while operating at sea. Boat owners, operators, and fishermen alike are being reminded to report any suspicious activities or approaches immediately and also to ensure that their vessel is equipped with a functional automatic location communicator, ALC, or long-range identification and tracking, RIT, and a registered marine radio. Iturbonews.com. Reports are to be communicated to the Seychelles Joint Search and Rescue Center, JRCC, at +248 429 0900 or WhatsApp +248 281 6432, email mrcc@sff.sc. The following communication channels can also be used for reporting: VHF channel 16, MF/HF 2182.0 kHz, and MF/HF 7696.0 kHz. SMSA counts on your usual cooperation and understanding towards maintaining safety and security at sea. Seychelles and the Western Indian Ocean region, in general, lead to the conclusion that Seychelles now represents a noteworthy role model for other regional states. It proves that a small state with limited capacity can make a difference if it is well trained, acts professionally, and is willing to shoulder the responsibility of such missions. It also shows the importance of information sharing and how well coordination in the Western Indian Ocean can work if there is the will to act together.